Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for yet another rousing round of great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get on straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What are you doing?
It's like you jazz it up a little.
You like
well, I just
jazz?
Cut off the beginning. I just got straight to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
You didn't need to do the thing that you were just doing with your hips.
Okay.
What's going on today?
We have the very rare opportunity to save Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay.
Or cancel it.
Oh.
Okay. We have Charlie and Marissa, and Charlie gets to go first. Charlie?
Hey, how are you? Yay!
Okay, one of you is trying to kill Christmas. What's going on?
My kids, I have two sons, and they've been awful all year.
Okay.
I mean, trouble in school, they fist fight at home, they disrespect us nonstop. And it's in my mind that we're going to cancel Christmas.
So do you have the proper paperwork and whatnot required to send to the North Pole to say my house is closed? Like, I mean, I understand you guys could not buy presents for your kids, but do you know how to shut Santa down?
Yeah, because my kids are going to write a letter to Santa telling him, don't even bring the coal.
Wow.
Don't bother.
Even stop by.
Okay. Because they're just that bad. This is such a weird thing to say, but like, did they know that this is a possible consequence of being bad kids?
They don't know that it's that bad, but it's coming. And if it happens, they're not going to be shocked.
You don't think they're going to be shocked? Have they? So
no.
when you say they've had trouble at school, is it just like trouble at school or like documented incidents?
That's a good question.
Like trouble at school.
Well, I mean, just, you know, teachers calling us saying that they've been talking back, that they're not paying attention, they don't do their homework.
Okay.
It's a laundry list of you know, awful behavior.
And you feel disrespected in your home, like you tell them don't do this, or when they're fighting, you tell them to stop and they don't listen to you there?
The inmates are running the asylum in my house right now.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to do something drastic to kind of reset
the cosmic kick to the head?
Yeah, chain of command, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, look, when I was a kid, I stole a candy cane. My mom made me write a letter apologizing and then walked me into the guy's store. I had to read it out loud.
Oof.
Wow.
I still get douche chills. And if and I never stole anything since.
Yeah. Because there was an actual consequence to your actions.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think you've made a pretty good case here. Let's get your loving bride in here. Marissa?
Yay.
Yay.
What do you want to do?
Well, you know, I feel like Charlie, my husband, is being just a little bit too mean. He knows my background. He knows I didn't have any good Christmases when I was growing up. And this is breaking my heart. Like, these are our only two kids. I don't want it to be that we have a year where there's no Christmas. It's literally my favorite holiday. And it's breaking my heart, even though we've been getting a lot of complaints from the school. I just feel like maybe we shouldn't just give as many gifts, you know?
You want to scale it back some. You don't want to... I just need to make it clear, from your perspective, you're not turning a complete blind eye to the things they've done. You don't want to go like, we're still going whole hog.
Right. But, exactly.
But you don't... Yeah. Okay. I'm just... Does a kid even notice that? I don't know. Maybe.
I think so. They would.
If you really scale it back. But to me, I can put myself, like, I have kids, and it's just so tempting to, even if I were trying to scale it back, but one more. Oh, but
it's so easy to shop for kids.
And then it's now all of a sudden it's not really scaled back.
Yeah. But don't you think you're setting a bad example? Like, they're going to live a consequenceless life if you don't. If you don't draw the line in the sand now, when are you going to do it?
That's a good point, but I feel like Christmas shouldn't be the time to do that.
Yeah.
But it's the best time, because we all get to say it was Santa's, you know, he decided not.
I mean, you have to, if they write him a letter, Santa will understand at that moment that, like.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a possibility. I figured there was forms you had to fax in early enough to, Let me get the phone number and text line in here, 303-222-5423. That covers everything. Call us with your advice, especially if you've canceled Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've heard the threat made by a kajillion people.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Why Elf on the Shelf became popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once Santa started sending those out, that's when the threat of cancellation became real. So if you've actually done the cancellation, did it work? Did it stick? And again, you can text on that line as well.
Yeah, the writing the letter to Santa, that's hardcore. Because I feel like there's the threat all the time of, you better act up or else I'm not going to get that for you Christmas. But that's part of the best part of being a parent, is then you do get it for them. And then there's that surprise when they think they're not going to get the thing and then they do. But you're undoing the threat of the bad
behavior. But it's kind of good that they're writing it down, because then it might be a better way for them to understand their bad behavior. If they're not fully getting... Like, if it's not fully clicking in their brain just by being yelled at, if they were to write it down, like, all of the bad things from, you know?
But every time you were bad, both of you.
I was
all
never.
Of us, but you knew it.
Yeah.
You knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Aaron and I, we, like, I feared authority probably the same way you did.
Yeah.
I was almost never bad, swear. And I'm not even trying to blow smoke up my own, like, I just was afraid of authority. So I was never bad, which explains why I am what I am right now. Like, now, no amount of authority is enough. Like, you're not gonna slow me down. But Charlie, are you prepared for what the kids get, like, 2 weeks off of school? Are you prepared for what that feels like? I understand wanting to draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what it's like to be the warden of a prison? Where everyone hates the food and hates the warden and hates being cooped up in this place. Like, that's what you're going to live with for 2 weeks when they don't get anything. And you're
right. But it's all due to their behavior, and they know it. It's not like they don't know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
And so, but you don't care if it's miserable for 2 weeks.
We're still going to have the festivities. We're still going to have the food. We're still going to go to church. We're going to do all the fun Christmas stuff. They're just not getting gifts.
Okay. I just want to talk to people who've done it. I don't know that anybody's ever done it. I think it's just a threat.
And I want to know what happens. Like, or could it backfire? Is there a way that they're like, oh, well, so no, like, now we'll just be even more bad.
Exactly. Like, I already know I'm not going to get anything. So full send.
But then I agree. You need a consequence at some point, especially if they're acting as bad as.
But is this too much of a consequence? If this wasn't on the table, if the school calls one more time, you're not getting Christmas. If that wasn't explicitly said, then is it fair to do it? I think it kind of is, but it also isn't. Like, you can't say your fourth speeding ticket is a year in jail if you didn't know that. You'd have to know that ahead of time. Where it's just like you get pulled over the fourth time, and they're like, yep, that's a year in jail. It's like, wait, whoa, 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 what? I didn't know that. I would have slowed down.
But you should have slowed down after the first time.
Yeah, you know.
If it's just a fine.
You know you're being bad.
I know.
Exactly.
I know I'm playing.
If it isn't the consequences of your own actions.
Charlie, Marissa, hang tight. We're going to get a jury for you and figure out if Christmas is coming or not. The kids, I'm just saying, they do know they're bad.
Yeah.
If the school's calling, you remember the dread if the school ever called your house? Oh, my God.
That never happened.
Yeah.
I know they call my house all the time to say how great I was.
Oh.
Oh, no. We get a detention slip and your parents had to sign it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, wasn't until high school where you could hide them. Allegedly.
All right. So Charlie wants to punish the kids with no Christmas. Marissa's like, we can punish them, but Christmas is off the table. Christmas is her holiday, as it is for most people.
You only get so many. Well,
when they're young and it's still fun.
Yeah.
Is Christmas canceled or not? 303-222-5423.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are right smack dab in the middle of a great mate debate between Charlie and Marissa, who have two hellions for children. They've not been good. They're disrespectful at home. They fight at home, like physically fight. And they're getting lots of calls from the school. So Charlie's answer is cancel Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, not just cancel their gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Make them write a letter to Santa going, skip us, we're bad.
Which, thankfully, I've never been bad enough that I didn't know that was an option. I didn't know Santa would.
I remember somebody growing up got the coal, so Santa does know.
Oh.
Well, I knew the coal, but to just be like, don't even.
Yeah, just
don't
skip
even
us.
Do that.
Skip us, wow.
But Marissa's like, Christmas is my holiday. You're punishing me almost as much as you're punishing the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And this is too much. Like, there is an argument to be made that, like, there's a fleeting time when Christmas is...
And, like, I don't know.
So magical.
The idea of Christmas isn't necessarily about gifts anyway. It's supposed to not be,
what are we talking about? So, Charlie, Marissa, we have A bit of a jury lined up for you, so hang tight. You feel free to jump in with anybody you agree with or disagree with. Sherry?
Yay.
Hi. Whose side are you on?
I am on Charlie's side all the way.
Nice.
All the way.
Like, don't get him anything. No Santa, no nothing.
No nothing. I'm going to tell you, I have two boys, and they stole some coins and passed them out at school. And what they got was coal. And I'm going to tell you, they never stole anything again. They acted wonderful. And if the school is calling all the time, they have no consequences. So if you keep saying, hey, I'm going to give you a little bit of Christmas, they know, hey, I can take it just an inch further. If you put it out, and yes, you have 2 weeks, but maybe that's the time that you all come together and say, okay, you don't have any gifts, and let's have a discussion why you didn't get the gifts. Why didn't Santa come? Mm.
Yeah.
That's a good part. It's an important part, the discussion of why.
Exactly.
To have them realize. But they might just start fist fighting again. And like in an hour.
You did this to me! Thank you for the call, Sherry. I got to ask you, and I don't know who wants to answer. I'll ask you, Charlie, since you're the one who hates your kids. which is there one of them who's worse than the other, or are they both bad?
Well, the youngest is the instigator, and then the oldest finishes the job.
Okay.
That's a solid team.
Could you just drop Christmas for one of them and then really send a message home? Because that is another level of evil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, yeah, but don't do that. Sorry.
Do the Harry Potter, like stay under the stairs.
Exactly.
While we're opening
one of the kids under the stairs.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Josh?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm definitely Charles. My daughter was a little hellion all last year. We gave her multiple chances to fix her attitude. Never changed. So her elf on the shelf strawberry delivered the message to the North Pole that she was to get whole.
Oh.
All of her presents were hidden. And in order to open one, she had to be good for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And then she would get one present.
So the presents still got delivered. Santa still came through, but he was like, there's a roadmap to get good. Okay. Mm.
I like that.
That's not terrible at all.
You put him on a PIP in the HR world. It's a performance improvement plan.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Nerd. that's kind of diabolical.
Her behavior, like especially this year, she had a couple of moments of selfishness and I want this, I want that. But then once, especially since strawberry came back around, she's attitude has greatly improved because it's no longer a threat. It was a reality.
Okay.
Wow. I love strawberry.
Thank you for the call.
So he actually did it. I mean, that's what we wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abby?
I love it.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am kind of on a compromised side because I think that the kids definitely need to be punished. However, you can give them gifts and maybe they can learn to appreciate what the parents do throughout the year by getting them things they need that they'd buy anyway, which are socks, underwear.
Oh man. I'm not going to tell you that plays almost as hard as not getting anything. Cause I've said
it's
it on the
so
air before.
Disappointing,
like, my parents got me a bed for Christmas 1 year. And I'm like, you owe me a flipping bed. I live here. Like, you don't give me a bed for,
what? That is a little.
They made their bed, they need to lie in it. So they need to appreciate what their parents buy them throughout the year. And they're going to buy that stuff for them anyway. So they might as well wrap it up and give it to them for a Christmas present.
Wow.
They do need a new bed.
Oh my God. Thank you. You know, Marissa's been oddly quiet throughout this whole thing. Let's get one more in here and then Donna?
Tanya, yeah.
Tanya, sorry. Whose side are you on?
His.
Why?
Ooh.
And if, because they have to get a consequence for something. And if she says we can punish him at home differently, why isn't she doing that already? Like, it shouldn't just be a Christmas punishment. It's got to be all the way through.
Mm.
And this is the last real time to pull this off
it's the start.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're ruling the roost, you have to get them under control at some point.
Well, they're going to get bigger and worse. To be fair, they do get disciplined. They do get timeouts. They do get, you know, the PlayStation taken away.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, they're just not getting the big message. And look, Santa said it himself. You got to be good for goodness sake. That's it.
That's not Santa. No, I think that's like Bing Crosby or somebody. TX, you answered the calls.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to find anybody in the tri-state area who was firmly pro-Christmas for these kids?
No, I was not. But we did get a very interesting text that I think is a kind of a good... Somebody texted in and said, give the kids their presents for Christmas, have your whole, have it all, and then just take them away as punishment. So then you kind of both went, Marissa.
They see what Christmas would have been.
Uh-huh. And you still get that moment. You go, oh, the new toys, and it's maybe like the next day. Oh, by the way, those are all gone.
Like, go and donate them.
That's the flex. That happened to me at Target, remember? Yeah. Like, look at all these Lego sets. Don't open them. We're going to Toys for Tots tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then they get the consequence, but you still get the magic
they
of Christmas.
They have to see. And... Oh my God, that's so much grosser than what I was going to do.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
Oh.
I do agree with that one. I think that was the best one for me.
Did we save Christmas?
What do you think about that?
We saved it, but then it dies.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.